This is the Abbot of the Space Anchor of Logic, coming to you on Stardate 12010.17, also known as October 17, 2020. I wish that I could offer more reliable information on the security incident at the Dortmund main train station on October 5th, 2020, but the authorities have not offered the public more on this incident, probably for strategic reasons. The local news sources normally downplay such incidents, so I don't consider them to be reliable, nor do I normally pass their information on for that reason. I will now discuss another issue closely aligned with how we followers meditate, as explained in our public LAAE podcast number 9 of this series. Remember that we face the celestial object of our choice during our meditation. That object could be Mars or one of our 7 ASKD stars, for example. I'm not going to discuss which celestial object should be involved in a given meditation on a given day in this podcast. Instead, I will concentrate today on how to successfully face your object in conditions in which you cannot see it. There are many causes for this, including but not limited to the object being below your location's horizon, light pollution, the faintness of the object in the night sky, your path of vision being blocked by another object, etc. Those of you who own a smartphone with an integrated gyroscope in it, like many of the Huawei models have, can easily face their objects if they run certain apps on their smartphones, like Android's Solar System Scope, which, by the way, I personally use. Your gyroscope will orient the app in your smartphone in real time. And together, your gyroscope and your app will then lead you to your object in the sky. There are several prominent Android and Apple apps that do this in one form or the other. If you don't own a smartphone with a gyroscope integrated into it already, you will need a compass in order to locate your object in the night sky. Or if you are indoors, for example, you can then use your astronomy app in manual orientation mode. as a kind of sky atlas. This is where I recommend purchasing a wrist compass online from a company like Amazon, for example. You can get wrist compasses for as little as $3. They look something like a wristwatch. If you want to invest in one, I could recommend the Suunto, and I'll spell that, the brand name Suunto M-9 wrist compass. It's important to purchase one that is self-illuminating at night if possible. There are advantages to wearing a wrist compass on days that you plan to meditate on anyway. One of them being that you are not reliant on your smartphone's battery, for example, and you will be able to stay clear of Mecca's direction at a glance per location at all times. Wearing one on Fridays is especially useful to that end. As said, many of us work in office spaces, and these office spaces are unfamiliar to us and cause us to easily lose our orientation in them because of their size. So it couldn't hurt to have a wrist compass to fall back on, as a wristwatch has become largely irrelevant due to technology today. So, my fellow followers, let us be known as wearers of wrist compasses, even more so than bearers of the Talika or Bindi. The higher the quality of the wrist compass, the better. I should mention that I do not wish to endorse, on behalf of the Space Anchor of Logic, any of the products that have been mentioned so far in this podcast. They have been mentioned purely as examples of what is possible. So, on to two articles or publications that should be mentioned briefly. The first one is an article titled, quote, "Singularity May Not Require AGI," unquote, by Alan Tan, spelled T-A-N, dated October 14th, 2020, published on the website www, and this is one word, towardsdatascience.com. I'll spell that towardsdatascience.com. Many in popular culture believe, perhaps falsely, that singularity cannot occur without artificial general intelligences leading the charge, so to speak. AGIs being another term for artificial general intelligences. As if the AGIs were some kind of off-world, divine force organizing or herding disparate, dysfunctional AIs towards that day in which silicone intelligence has become smarter than humans. Tan argues, however, that evolution, rather than the purposed leadership of AGIs, could be the catalyst for singularity instead. Now, on to an academic paper by Professor Alan MacDonald, dated March 30th, 2019, titled, quote, "A Survey of Geometric Algebra and Geometric Calculus," unquote. Professor MacDonald of Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, writes of GA and GC, quote, "The principal argument for the adoption of geometric algebra is that it provides a single, simple mathematical framework which eliminates the plethora of diverse mathematical descriptions and techniques it would otherwise be necessary to learn," unquote. I find Professor MacDonald's summary that I just read on the cover page of his academic paper succinct and, quite frankly, long overdue from at least the mathematics branch of academia. The paper is well worth a read, as is the paper from Tan. And with that, my fellow followers, I wish all of you worldwide good health, happiness, and success in the coming days and weeks. Logic above all else.